What's up, everybody? We have 10 minutes here with Adrian from the range facilities here at Vortex to discuss a little bit further in depth. We had that How to Properly Maintain Your Firearms podcast with Adrian and Pete a while back. Now Adrian's back with an AR-15 that is particularly dirty today and well used. And we're going to discuss essentially popping open the hood, if you will, and removing the bolt carrier group out of this AR and properly maintaining it, sort of semi-live, if you will, in 10 minutes or so. Adrian, like we said, this gun's been well utilized down at the range. You have with you one punch and one BCG rebuild kit from BCM, actually, which is pretty slick here. So what goes into this kit? What do you have that we're going to be doing here?
Yeah, so this is BCM's SOP mod bolt upgrade rebuild kit. It has a new extractor spring, little rubber buffers, and three gas rings. So basically, all the major components you need to rebuild your bolt, keep your bolt running, which is a critical component of the rifle system, of course.
Pretty critical indeed. And how do you know, at what point are you kind of thinking to yourself, I should probably start rebuilding this thing?
Well, there's a couple ways you can look at it. One is just the preventative maintenance like you do with a car.
Like a certain amount of rounds?
Yeah, exactly. Like you probably want to, replace your brake pads before they completely wear all the way down to metal. So, you know, that's kind of one way to look at it, or, you know, your tires, anything like that. So ideally,
Mark,
good idea to replace them before they fail. But there are some things you can do to kind of take a look at the bolt too and tell if like the gas rings or the extractor are actually worn and maybe it's time to do some work on them.
Want to crack the hood on this thing?
Absolutely. Yep.
This is something I know that I personally do not do enough, is actually just examine the bolt carrier group. Much like I think, whereas I do like to open the hood on my car from time to time and look at what's going on, see what's happening in there. I almost never do that with my AR.
I will say the first thing I notice here is a lot of lubrication, which we talked about that before as far as maintenance, and lubrication is good.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep.
To what level are we going to disassemble this thing to get some of these critical components?
We're going to take it apart pretty good here. So first thing we're going to do, I'm going to pop out this firing pin, retaining pin.
Okay.
Firing pin drops out the back. Our bolt cam pin, we turn, pop that out. And then, poof, there's our bolt. So,
is that where most of the things you need to replace are in?
Yeah.
The carrier is just kind of like a big dumb piece of metal.
Yeah, for the most part, generally carrier will last the whole lifetime of the gun. The one thing I check, just make sure that the carrier key is on tight. These should be staked, these little bolts that hold it in there. But otherwise, carrier is going to hold up pretty well. Critical components we're going to be looking for are gas rings here, our extractor, and our ejector, too. So our ejector is on the front of the bolt here. Ejectors,
it's a little pin-looking thing down there. Yep,
and all that does is when the bolt cycles and your shell is extracted, that just gives some spring tension and pops it out. For the most part,
it's on the opposite side of the extractor.
Exactly. I pretty much leave these alone as long as they are operating nice and smoothly. They're not binding. Generally speaking, I don't have to replace them.
Give it a couple test pushes with your punch. Make sure it doesn't bind up. Looks good.
Exactly. So one way to test, which I should have done before I took this apart, but one way to test if your gas rings are good is while the bolt is actually still assembled into the bolt carrier group, is just set it like that on the table, and if it collapses underneath its own weight, that's telling you that these gas rings are worn to
They're not making a seal.
Exactly.
Enough. Okay. So you set it down on the bolt face on the table.
Exactly.
So not the butt of the carrier, the actual bolt face when it's in its extended position. And then if it falls under its own weight, it's not creating enough of a seal.
Yeah, exactly. You can give the table a little tap and it'll give you an idea, how worn it is. So these aren't bad by any means. So these are probably still good. But these gas rings, they act like piston rings on a car. So when the bolt is pushed back into the bolt carrier group, they actually close up like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't want them all to be in line perfectly either, because otherwise there's a nice little crack all the way through.
So it actually doesn't matter because
of
that, because when they get pushed back in,
they close up like that.
Yep, so the gaps are non-existent when they get back there. So anyway, continuing on, a few things that we'd want to do here. So when we clean this, I don't touch the gas rings. You don't need to. If you just wipe off the outside of them, they're fine. Every time you take them on and off, you risk bending them or damaging them. So usually just with cleaning, I don't touch those. I just leave them alone. The extractor, though, is definitely something that I'll take apart and clean here. So I
just punch the little pin out.
Pop the pin out. Yep, and then here's our extractor. And, you know, critical components of it is kind of where this where the pivot pin goes. Just make sure that's not cracked or anything like that. And then we just want to make sure that there's still kind of a sharp edge down here on the
claw.
Yeah, the claw here. Yep, which I think in a prior podcast I referred to as kitten's teeth.
Oh, kitten's teeth. That's right. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Now and it makes sense.
I definitely caught some hell for that. So, but anyways, so basically, again, these are pretty inexpensive parts. I like to, on a gun that I use a lot, that I rely on, I like to rebuild this bolt probably maybe every 10,000 rounds.
Okay.
Just, you know.
Just for safety's sake.
Exactly. They're pretty cheap. As I said, this BCM kit is $30. Gets you your gas rings and your extractor and everything like that. So
you would replace this little rubber...
Yep.
Like, I don't know, it's like the pivot pin...
Yeah.
Kind of pushes against that, so it lets the extractor kind of have some spring tension.
Yeah, it's just a little bushing there. Yep, so I'm actually going to just pitch that whole extractor because I have a new extractor in here.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to pull off these gas rings right away, too, because we will replace those.
You can just pull those out with your fingers?
Yeah, with your fingernails, if I can have a fingernail here, which I probably don't.
Got a knife, too.
Oh, that might work well.
So you just reach down in where the rings have their their own little gaps.
Yep, and you just kind of, once you get one, the other ones come off pretty easily. But this will take up the next...
This just goes to show you, too, as well, Vortex Nation,
10
that
minutes
we don't, this isn't staged.
Yeah.
We literally brought this in and are now...
There we go.
Apart. Oh, okay, got so you it. Just kind of peeled it off the side.
Yeah, you just kind of peel it off the side there.
You didn't necessarily need like a snap ring pliers to open it up. You actually just kind of peeled it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Also goes to show, always carry a knife.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yep. See if I can get my fingernail on that one. I can't, so we're going to try the knife trick again here.
Also, should mention that this gun is being put back together, so even though we're using a knife to actually take it apart, we're not using a knife to cut it in half. Too soon?
There you go. Boom.
Sorry. Anyway, okay. Back to the gas rings.
Yeah.
So you got those off.
Yep.
And that only took you... I mean, even just with a little futzing, I mean, that took
you
1 minute.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Like I said, don't take them off every time you clean it. It's just you're likely doing more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to pop open this little kit. Try to dump those out here. It's inside another bag.
Oh, there's a bag inside a bag.
Look at that. Wow. And there we go. Boom.
There's everything.
So, yep, we got a couple little gas or three gas rings, all brand new. We have our extractor. We have a new pivot pin, so we'll get rid of that one. We have the little bushing that goes inside the extractor spring. And then we have a little rubber donut, which just gives the spring a little bit more support, a little more tension. So.
Okay.
Those gas rings, they're all the same size. They're identical.
Yeah. Yep.
It doesn't matter what order you put them on in.
Exactly. Yep. They're all mil-spec. And you just kind of slip them on, work them on over the edge. One. And we'll do the next one here.
Just going down the smaller diameter portion of the bolt back towards the slot that the rings sit in, just sliding them over.
Yep, just kind of loop them around. The one thing is you want to make sure you don't overlap them, you know, crisscross them. That
okay.
Can
happen sometimes. It's kind of a small area to work with. But, boom, we got them all on there. Piece of cake.
Okay.
So.
Taking the extractor here now. Yeah. We got ourselves a spring.
Yep.
Is there a small and a big end of the
spring?
There
is, yep. Yep. One end is a little bit wider.
Sure
enough. Taper it a little bit, so you want to put that wide end in there, but you want to put your little buffer that goes on the inside, that little rubber buffer piece there.
So the bigger end of the spring is going down inside the extractor.
Correct, yep.
And then the smaller end is going to be the end that goes inside of the rubber donut.
Correct, yep. And sometimes this can be a little tricky, too. It just needs to, it kind of snaps in there. Hopefully I won't send this.
Use the flat end of the
line across the room.
Push the spring down inside.
Boom, look at that.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
Just spring kind of just seats.
Press fits in there,
clicks
I guess.
In there.
Yeah, so you don't jam it in your thumb, you know.
Throw the donut down in there.
Little donut down over the top. Boom. And then we're just going to take our extractor, and we're just going to put that down there.
Exactly as the old one was.
Exactly.
The pin pushed back inside. And now, Adrian, no pressure here. I know we did chat with you a little bit at the beginning.
Yeah.
We're a smidge over 10 minutes, but
ooh.
I will still say, if you take out all of our chatting at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and you take out the act of opening the bag, mm-hmm. pretty much just rebuilt a bolt in 10 minutes.
Definitely.
Amazing.
You just slap that back in the carrier like it was with the firing pin, line everything up.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Cam pin goes back in, or whatever that's called. Cam, yep. Is that what it's called? Cam pin?
Yes, yep.
Firing pin drops back down the rear end of the carrier, and then we throw the firing retention pin back in. Look at that. Now if you stand this thing up, that's got a nice seal to it. It's not falling down under its own weight.
Yeah. She's good to go.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually am very surprised at how little time that took. I thought when I've heard people discuss rebuilding bolt carriers and all that stuff, I thought it sounded like a complete pain in the butt. Every time I've pulled a BCG out, I look at it like it's from outer space. But really, it wasn't that complicated
at all. Yeah, not too bad. A few critical components, and as I said, replace them hopefully before they break, and keep your gun running.
It's about as easy as changing your oil.
Yeah.
Sweet. There you have it, folks. 10 minutes-ish. Thanks for joining us, Adrian. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy hunting and shooting out there. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.